I said yesterday that this whole George Floyd thing related to Taiwan. Now, if you followed me at all, I've kind of taken it down because, like I said yesterday, I've given up on getting what I want. So I don't even talk about what I want. Taiwan, look, I've got to explain this, and this is going to sound really strange, and because I've been through this with people. I'm talking with people in America on social media about this, and it's like, you know, same old thing. You know, it's got, well, there is no system against black people. If you've got a family and you work hard, you can make it. And I'm going, I used to think that, and then I moved to Taiwan. In Taiwan, I saw firsthand what systemic poverty is, systemic oppression. I saw it. Taiwan has these laws. Try to wrap your head around this. In order for an English schools are all over Taiwan. They do these after school private schools because they've all got to cram for their tests. They do these after school things. And part of that, maybe about half of the entire after school industry is ESL. Now, they don't call it ESL. They call it English. I mean, do they call it SSL in America? No, they call it Spanish. But it's Spanish as a second language. In the Spanish-speaking world, what we call Spanish class in America, they call some probably SSL or something, Spanish as a second language. Or however, maybe segundo lingua, I'm not good at Spanish. My Mandarin's better than my Spanish because I live in a Mandarin-speaking country. You want to know how ignorant I am as an American? When I came over to Taiwan, I wanted to say gracias to people. We've got our things we're ingrained to think. And if you're white, then we tend to think that black people are just complaining. And yeah, Jesse Jackson makes a lot of money off of perpetuating the problem and making people mad so that being mad makes things worse. And then he's got to go out and defend people who made a mess for themselves because he made them mad instead of smart or something like that. There is a factor of that. What was the from despair.com, consulting? When you don't know the solution, there's good money to be made in perpetuating the problem. You know, there's always a factor of that. No one is perfect. But just because Jesse Jackson or whatever might be perpetuating the problem in order to make money doesn't mean that there isn't a problem. And Jesse Jackson isn't all bad. I mean, since Martin Luther King, if anyone wanted to hurt the black people, they had to go through Jesse. And he was busy making money, keeping everybody safe. So yay, boo. I can't complain about Jesse. Not Jesse. No, I can't. It's complicated. It's always complicated. See, we want everything to be perfectly good or perfectly evil so we don't have to think. And it ain't that way. So I'm over here in Taiwan dealing with the English, the whole English industry. And Taiwan has made it illegal for most English schools to hire an American or someone in the British Commonwealth, a native English speaker. And for those of you in Reed Rapids, the British Commonwealth is all of the different collected countries under the crown. So Canada, Australia, New Zealand, they're technically still under the crown. Okay, so Hong Kong may likely return to the British Commonwealth here with China, obviously violating the treaty. That's just needs to be inked down. Hong Kong is not America's to go fix. It is Britain's to go fix. Now, America's a friend, but we will be seeing British action on some level, probably more using the power of the purse. The crown is quite wealthy as far as wealthy people go. Now they're up. The queen is up there with Bill Gates and Rockefeller, I think, is up there. The queen is up there and they have their own means of power. But I'm over here dealing with this English industry, and Taiwan has these laws that make it illegal to teach English. It makes it illegal for native English speakers, America or British Commonwealth. It's illegal for them to hire foreigners, native speakers, to teach English. Unless they're really big. The school has to be really big and have a lot of money. Now, they've got it all complicated and sorted out. So, well, you can have a part-time job at an itty-bitty school if you've got a great big job first. Yeah, a great big job means that you're busy during all of the teaching time and you don't have any time left for that little itty-bitty school because they need you at the same time of the day. Once your time is all eaten up and you have no time left, then you can use your leftover time to teach somewhere else. Yep. So it's this complicated system. And the little schools aren't able to hire native English speakers. And so that decreases the quality. Taiwanese aren't able to get a good English education. But then there's this pressure to do well on the English test. It comes from school. It comes from parents. Parents beat their kids for performing badly on the test. This is the culture. Taiwan's government reduces your opportunities. Taiwan's government chooses which colleges and high schools are better and worse. They decide, this will be a better school. We will give them more money because we said so. That's what they do. And they won't let you into the schools that they decide to make better unless you have a good English score. And you're not allowed to learn English because they won't let little schools hire teachers. Not native speakers. They'll only get to learn what we call Chinglish. And you know what Taiwan says, what the Labor Department says, their reason for that is? They've got to protect Taiwanese jobs. Now think about that. An English school in Taiwan can't hire, follow me because this is related. An English school in Taiwan can't hire an American because that American would steal a job from the Taiwanese. Now, how does that make sense? Only an American can be an American English teacher. An American cannot steal an American English teacher job from a Taiwanese. So they're applying protection laws to jobs that can't be protected. By definition. And on paper to all the professors and the smart people and the white coats, it all looks nice on paper. But it hurts the Taiwanese. And I've been the American on this. It is so hard to find work in an abundant market where there's this massive demand to learn English. Almost everything is illegal. It's like prohibition. And I, as the American, have almost no rights in the system. And all the Taiwanese look at me with blank faces. What's wrong? There's English schools everywhere. Go get a job. Yeah, they're all illegal. And the Taiwanese don't see it. That is systemic oppression. They've got a system that makes a problem for people. And I've lived in it and I've seen it. And now I understand what black people say when they say there's a system. Now, let me try to explain this for you in under a minute. The racist system today, we don't, skin color, he's bad. We don't think that. I think 10 years ago, people accused us of thinking that anymore. I think people are done accusing us of thinking that. The way the system works today, black people got it from their parents who got it from their parents who grew up slaves. Poverty thinking makes a mark. When you're forced to be a slave, you think less of yourself. It's hard to do good work when you don't have any self-dignity. And we just have this assumption. Oh, black guy robbed a bank. Yeah, go figure. Oh, white cop killed a black guy. Oh, it's horrible. And we just think it's normal. And that's the system. It's a cultural system. It's things that we just kind of expect. It was like Heath Ledger was doing in the second Christian Bale Batman franchise. It's part of the plan. It's all part of the plan. You know, but the black guy is involved in a crime or killed by a police officer. Oh, well, that's okay. It's part of the plan. It's part of the plan. And because we've accepted it, we don't like it, but we've accepted it as a normal thing we don't like that happens. That's the systemic poverty. See you tomorrow.